There have been calls for the removal of a banner erected in South Belfast supporting British soldiers and linked to Soldier F. But the PSNI say there is no criminal offence in erecting banners unless the property owners want to pursue a prosecution. So, what about the property owners? The Department of Infrastructure. They say no, they did not give permission for the banner to be hung from lampposts on the Lisburn Road. Guess what they have done? That little magic roundabout. We must find the music for it. They have sent the issue back to the PSNI, batted it back to them, saying the police should determine if there would be community tension and risk of public order offences if the banners were removed. The PSNI, in turn, they say the most effective solution to this issue is community resolution. So the Police Service of Northern Ireland pass it on to the community. Now, just who is the community, Mr. Policeman? Is it, I don't know, a group of people that decide to get into a huddle somewhere and appoint themselves as bosses? Where's the authority in this country, and how many years are we going to do this type of stuff? Meanwhile, you, of course, at home, you try to put up a little extension, maybe a 2-foot by 4 extension, and the council come rushing out and ask you for your building control. You try to change the colour of your windows in your home, and some official will come rushing out and measure the thickness of your frames. Do whatever the hell you want, all public property, and all these authorities will do is kind of pass it on to each other. The South Belfast MLA's Claire Hannah. Morning to you, Claire.
Good morning.
You want these taken down. Why?
Because they are clearly divisive and intimidatory, and they're clearly referring to some of the current issues under inquest. And essentially, what people who put this banner up are saying is that we support the unlawful killing of some of our neighbours. And I mean, I know I've been accused of looking forward to flag season. My heart sinks every time at the early signs of summer when you start to see the flags, including a lot of military flags, going up around South Belfast. And I just want to make this point because I've been accused of having hissy fits and dining out on among the other barrage of threats I got for raising this yesterday. I wish this wasn't an issue, and I actually decided this year not to address the flags issue because it's so corrosive for community relationships, and in a political vacuum, we're not going to be able to deal with this. But this is so utterly offensive. It's designed to be a poke in the eye, and it's designed to be a poke in the eye in, again, one of the most shared neighbourhoods in Belfast. And by the way,
First of all, it's for a court to determine whether any killings were unlawful or not, and not for us on a radio programme. And let's let a court determine that. But Claire, there will be some people that might argue that you say your heart sinks. Your heart must sink quite a lot, because what is offensive? What is offensive about a banner which reads, "Our soldiers are heroes, not criminals"? Is that really deeply offensive to you?
And as you know, it has the paratrooper regiment. And don't take it from me, Stephen. Take it from the Ministry of Defence, who say that this is not the appropriate usage and they don't support it. And we know, because there are many of these banners all over Northern Ireland referring to, for example, Soldier F, that that's what it's designed to do. If this was genuinely about supporting soldiers, and I completely understand the view that many people have that, you know, soldiers, like other public services, go into the front line and they defend people. However, as you know, as a society, we're dealing with legacy issues at the moment, and we're dealing with cases involving a small number of soldiers who did not appear to act lawfully.
But you said, well, let's let a court determine that. But you said,
yes,
I know, I know. But you said, Claire, hold on one moment. You said at the top, you said at the top of the programme this morning that these banners are intimidatory.
Yes, they are intimidatory.
"Our soldiers are heroes, not criminals" is intimidatory. Intimidatory. Is it?
If you had sat,
how does that intimidate you?
And I'll tell you, if you were one of the Ballymurphy family who lost a loved one and had sat in that inquiry for any amount of time, as I have done, and heard some of the actions, and then have it declared that a whole neighbourhood supports those people as heroes, you would find it intimidatory. I've had a number of constituents contact me, and it's also the brushing aside of law and order that we have when we have groups of men putting up these banners. You don't get to project your view onto everybody. If I put up a banner across the Lisburn Road and said, you know, the Lisburn Road supports SDLP, it wouldn't be appropriate because it's not for me to project my view onto a whole neighbourhood, and particularly something like this. Try and have, and I ask those who put it up and they ask those who say that it's no problem, have a tiny bit of empathy for victims of any victims of the conflict, and just think how those people would feel if a banner like this went up. And you know what? If it really is just about celebrating, there's things that people can do on Armed Forces Day, for example, if it really is about celebrating soldiers in general. And if all soldiers are heroes, then why is there a military prison? And if it's such a benign activity, then why have the Ministry of Defence said it's not appropriate?
Well, what the Ministry of Defence have actually said is flags, emblems and associated regalia are an integral part of the unique identity and heritage of many regiments and units that make up the British Armed Forces. The MOD does not condone their misuse in any way. They should be used only in an official capacity.
And is it an official capacity for some men to go out on a Sunday morning and string it across on street furniture with no permission?
The commentator Jimmy Bryson with me this morning, 03030 80 55 55. What's your reaction to this, Jimmy?
Well, you know, I find this interesting what Claire's saying, because I would simply just pose one very simple question to her. Many areas across Northern Ireland have been awash over the last 2 years with banners or placards or boards in relation to Brexit, and entirely the same situation about anti-Brexit posters, stop Brexit. Does Claire want people prosecuted for putting them up as well? Hello, Claire?
Hello. There's an issue on my line. Jimmy, they've had me off air. Am I back on?
No, yes. You're back on. Yeah, but
they were trying to address something
sure.
with my line, and I heard Jimmy raising Brexit, but I didn't hear any more.
Can you repeat the question to her, Jimmy, please?
Well, Claire, the test appears to be the permission being sought for anything put up publicly. So what I'm saying is, in Northern Ireland over the past 2 years, 3 years, there's been a number of banners, posters, placards and boards erected in relation to Brexit and stop Brexit, the harm that Brexit would do and anti-Brexit. Do you want the people that put them up to be prosecuted?
Well, where have these been strung up outside of an election time when they've got the legal stamp? Perhaps parties have mentioned Brexit in their election material, which, as you will know, having once stood for election, is covered by a different set of legislation.
There's been posters and banners all over North and West Belfast.
Tell me where one has been strung across the street on street furniture outside of an election period.
Claire, for example, when you come up past Andersonstown there, on the wall there, affixed to a wall, there was an anti-Brexit message. People for profit have had a number of ones up outside of election time.
Claire Hannah is saying, Jimmy, that these are being put up to deliberately intimidate people.
Well, that's nonsense. But Claire Hannah says that of a year. You know, I was on with Claire Hannah a year and a half ago, I think, on your show, when we actually got to the point where Claire Hannah said people would put union flags up to intimidate anybody. So basically anything that Claire Hannah agrees with, she wants to say to intimidate me. And look, there's actually an agenda here. And what they're actually moving towards, and I've seen this last week, it might have been the SDLP or somebody else come out with it, but what they're actually trying to say is this is a hate crime. Somebody actually said that this is a hate crime. Look, I actually know the lawyer that dreamt up this argument. As to how that they're going to start targeting flags. This is not a hate crime.
Well, hold on a moment. The lawyer didn't dream up anything. They're entitled to their professional opinion, aren't they?
That's right. But in relation to these banners, they're not a hate crime. They're not set out to intimidate anybody. They are set out to support our soldiers. And I'm very glad at the start you addressed, and quite rightly addressed, Claire's point that you made allegations of unlawful killings, because there are a number of live cases.
Therefore, we will stay away from those live cases.
Yes, I agree.
And let's not repeat it then.
Yes. So these banners are put up to support our armed forces. Many people within the unionist community take many different views in relation to legacy. There'll be many people within the unionist community who probably won't agree with these banners, and that's fine. But there's many people within the unionist community who are sick, sore and tired of what they see as the imbalance within legacy, and putting these banners up to many people is an opportunity.
Quite a lot of reaction to this morning already. One second, Claire. Let you come back. Yeah, I promise you can come back in 1 second. Carl in Belfast. Morning, Carl.
Morning, Stephen. Well, basically, I think it's an absolute disgrace that these banners have been put up to begin with.
Why?
Because, well, it's a simple thing. These the people involved, you know, the soldiers involved in this was involved in two massive situations in Northern Ireland with regard to Bloody Sunday and with regard to Ballymurphy.
Well, let's not talk about the soldiers involved. Let's talk about these are live cases. We cannot talk about the soldiers involved in these live cases. We cannot do that. Let's not prejudice any court proceedings, but we can talk about banners on the
these are in support of the very same people.
Well, here you go again, Carl.
You can't say that.
You cannot say that. Sorry, Carl. We're going to end that call there. Robert in Belfast next. Morning, Robert.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, I'd just like to turn around and say, I'm not a great fan of sort of Emlyn's flags or anything like that going up. They can be very threatening and oppose peace. But because we're living in a time where we're with more peace in Northern Ireland from those dark and pleasant days. But what I would like to say on behalf of the British Army and the RUC and the PSNI, I believe those men and women of the PSNI and the RUC and the British Army, they've done a wonderful job, not only in peacemaking, but in peacekeeping. You know, and I've got to express that, you know, I'd hate to think what the streets of Northern Ireland would have been like without them. Their work here must not go unrewarded. And I'd just like to say to them, thank you for your service to our country. You have done a wonderful job, not only in peacemaking, but in peacekeeping.
Stay there, Robert. Claire, I promise to let you come back. But there's Robert thanking the soldiers.
I do want to come back because just for context, as Jamie's saying, this has nothing to do with any of the live cases. This is the same Jamie Bryson, by the way, who we debated last year, and he said that the UVF flags erected outside a shared housing project were an education project and they were designed to help.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
Well, it's a difference of opinion.
Nobody said it was an education project. That's a lie. She should retract.
There's a difference of opinion, Jamie.
You should retract that. That's false.
No,
Claire, you're being absolutely hysterical.
Sorry, Jamie,
Hold on. Can we just please, let's let Claire finish. Let Claire finish her contribution, please.
I'm not getting into a sectarian bonfire with this boy because I just think it's completely toxic and corrosive for community relationships at all.
For those people who feel that it's important to put these banners up, Claire, what do you say to them?
But this is the thing, of course, and I understand the perspective that your caller is coming from. And there were, I'm sure, very, very many people who chose to enter security forces and to serve honourably and did so with the intention of protecting their community. Unfortunately, as we know, there has been evidence brought forward in recent years, there were a number that did not, and it's appropriate that is explored, as you say, in a court of law. So the view that your caller has, and I understand that it's heartfelt, it isn't universally held. So it's inappropriate, particularly for the families who experience the sharp end of those people who didn't serve so honourably. It's completely inappropriate for a banner like that to go up and to be claimed. If it had said Jamie Bryson and his mates support our soldiers or whatever, but to claim it for a whole neighbourhood is completely inappropriate. And I want to make a point about the responsibility and you went into at the start about the fact that it's passed through the agencies, and I share your frustration at that, but I don't think, and I know you're not doing it, but we shouldn't be kicking the police about this or kicking the Department for Infrastructure or kicking the council. These are political failures. We need to address this at a political level, and I've been saying it for many years. We need legislation on this about what is and isn't permissible. As you said, if you chose to put up a banner inviting people to a disco or whatever. In fact, there are council candidates around Northern Ireland getting letters if they've left a poster on the lamppost because they can be contacted, because they have the courage of putting their name up there. We don't know who put these flags up. There is a perception, and it's evidenced in numerous academic surveys, that it's people with nefarious intent organised that put them up in an attempt to be intimidating.
These banners haven't just gone up on the Lisburn Road. They've gone up in towns throughout Northern Ireland, haven't they?
The Whataboutery Olympics with people who are trying to tell us that it's an education programme and that it's all benign intent, because I don't believe that it's true. Okay. But I do believe that we need to, once we get out of this political vacuum, start to address this issue with legislation. And those who do have benign intent, if it is just about public education or hero worshipping, then shouldn't have any concerns about putting their name and their credit card details up to say that it's them, and they'll take the things down in a timely fashion.
Colin in Derry. Morning, Colin.
Hey, Stephen. I just want to speak to Jamie Bryson there. You brought him on here today to talk about the banner issue.
Yes.
Not about flags. It wasn't about flags today. That wasn't the question you brought Jamie on for. Like, you, no matter what road you go on to Derry now, coming up, you'll come across flags in certain areas. They're not in Catholic areas, and they're in other areas. You know, they're flying in their own area. That's fine. But the thing is, today we're on about this person who's to stand trial for murder.
No, we're not people talking about that at all.
No, we're not talking about that.
We're on about the banner that was erected. They start to support somebody who's standing trial for murder.
No, we're not. We're talking about soldiers and support for soldiers.
The banner says we support Soldier F.
He's going to pledge it as a live case here.
Sorry.
Well, he's not. Jimmy Bryson, how about letting me host the show rather than you? And I know you've gone off and got some type of lawyer qualification, but I know quite a lot about the law myself.
Well,
so why don't you back off and let me host the show?
If he wants to prejudice a case, that's fine. You know, the case will collapse. Go ahead.
But all about the banners getting erected all over the roads then. What does the banner say?
Well, I think Stephen...
Do you object to the banners being up, Colin?
Yes.
And tell me, do you think they're intimidatory?
Yes.
Why?
I come from Derry. My family marched on that. I know some of the families whose family members were innocently murdered that day. These people that are erecting these banners, do they know who they're erecting them for, or are they just erecting them behind a badge?
Jimmy?
Well, deal with the general point around this, and as I go back to saying, these banners are put up to support soldiers because it is a feeling within the unionist community, and it's a broad-held feeling, as they say. Many people within the unionist and loyalist community perhaps won't support the banners going up, many will support the banners going up, but what is almost a universally majority-held view within the unionist and loyalist community is that there is an imbalance in relation to legacy, and there is a feeling that there is a witch hunt against former members of the armed forces. So I think a sizable section of the community feel that they are expressing that support. They're doing what they can with public shows of support. Other people will quietly have their support. And I don't think it sets out to intimidate anybody. I think it sets out to show that we support our soldiers. And many people are deeply unhappy with the legacy process and the perceived, certainly within the unionist and loyalist community, imbalance in relation to that. So I think the arguments about them being intimidatory, about them being hate crimes, is actually just all about trying to get them taken down.
But, what about the rules that you should just be able to go around putting stuff up on public property
as you will? Well, ultimately, you see, Stephen, the people that make that argument are people who, whenever allies of theirs are doing such things, they don't call for action. But whenever people they are opposed to are doing such things, they do call.
Yes, but forget about others. So forget about that. What about, right? What about the fact that society has rules? We all can't go and plaster lampposts with what we want to. We're not allowed to do it. There are rules. You've got to ask the authorities. Why are you supporting a free-for-all?
Well, what I'm supporting is that for many years there's been a tradition in Northern Ireland in both communities of such public shows of support on political issues.
But it's against the rules.
Well, if it's against the rules, then it's against the rules across the board. So the police will spend the majority of their budget taking down flags or bringing tuskers. And I think Mark Hamilton has to be very careful with his statement, because the police are saying that they're going... Essentially, I think it was the final paraphrase, he talked about supporting, and paraphrasing here, correct me if I'm wrong, but it was last night I read it, but I think he said about supporting the department or people that would want to bring prosecutions. Now, that's not clear. Would that be a private prosecution? Are they offering to aid people in private prosecutions?
What Mark Hamilton said within his statement was, police will act to support the removal of banners by those who have responsibility for a structure in which the item is displayed, but we will only consider removing such items ourselves where there is an imminent and immediate likelihood of a breach of the peace.
If there's a private dispute, essentially this would be a private dispute between the landowner and whoever allegedly put these up. So if the police are taking the position of saying they're going to, without a court order, because he doesn't appear to be saying
Chief Constable Mark Hamilton also said, specifically in the case of banners in support of the Parachute Regiment, it is the understanding of the PSNI, in consultation with the prosecution agencies, that these banners or flags in themselves do not constitute a criminal offence. However, the erection of these banners or flags without permission may constitute a criminal offence if the owners wish to pursue a prosecution.
Yes, that's correct. So I think as Mr. Hamill opening himself up, that the police are going to get stuck in a situation of having to involve themselves in all sorts of private disputes, because the thing about the law is, if you're going to start applying it, you have to apply it across the board. You can't partially apply it. So I think it's a very difficult situation. Look, I have sympathy for ACC Hamilton and what the police are saying, because I think they are stuck in an extremely difficult situation. But I just do think they need to be careful about encouraging people they're going to support them in private prosecutions and taking things down. I think that's going to be an incredibly awkward situation for the police to put themselves in. But, you know, look, this has been a practice that's gone on in Northern Ireland for many, many years. I don't think we need to get hysterical about it. I think some people do get hysterical about it to try and make political points. But there's many things that I see going up, and I don't like using the word offend, because people have different opinions and I think they're entitled to have them. But there's many things that go up that I would disagree with. But I don't want people prosecuted or sent, you know, fined, or the police to come in and take them down, because look, we live in a democratic society.
Here's an anonymous caller. Good morning.
Good morning, Aidan. My question's towards Claire Hannah. I'm an ex-soldier myself. Have nothing to do with the issues over here. But these banners that support regiments, she says she finds it offensive, and that's her point of view. But how does she feel? She says these banners should be removed from public places. Well, there's plenty of places around Lurgan, around Portadown, around Craigavon, that are IRA memorials, that are in public land, banners across roads. And she says she wishes removal of all of these. But I do find it strange that she only says this around this time of year. You don't hear her saying it all the other time of the year, or when these banners are erected in Lurgan, and whatnot, saying these need to come down. So it's a very one-sided point of view.
Well, let's let Claire respond to you and speak to you.
Well, I will respond, and I'll respond with evidence. I have condemned them many times, and in fact, last year, my husband, the councillor, Donal Lyons, after speaking with me about it extensively, after bringing a relative of ours to the Royal Victoria Hospital in a number of times and being frustrated about driving past IRA signage, went and removed the IRA signage himself outside the Royal Victoria Hospital, because it is a shared space where people should not have to deal with that. So that is me putting into practice my wholesale opposition to such shrines and paraphernalia, because not everybody is a hypocrite about this. Not everybody is picking and choosing which sorts of violence they endorse. So that sort of whataboutery is completely not factual, just for a start. So the basic amount of research before you imply that people are a hypocrite would be helpful. I also just want to raise a couple of points that Jamie got to raise there in his big long monologue. He said at the start that this has nothing to do with the live cases. This is just a unicorns and rainbows support for our armed forces. And then he said that it was in response to a witch hunt, as he said, against members of security forces. I'd like to see what statistics he's drawing on to make that assertion. And then, Stephen, he at length essentially expounded a case whereby he said that because there weren't enough public resources to stop people doing it, that it was okay for people to act as a nuisance and unlawfully, potentially, erect things on public furniture, and that because the police don't have the resources to protect Department of Infrastructure staff, then the problem should just continue unabated. So I don't think it's responsible for him to come on and say that because there isn't sufficient public resource to prevent people from doing it, that it's perfectly fine.
Here's George next.
Can I do one minute?
Morning, George.
Morning, Stephen. This wouldn't be directed directly at Claire, because Claire and I would agree on things, and I know usually she's level-headed and she would come across with an unbalanced or balanced view. But my point would be these banners are directed in support of the troops. I'm going to give you two examples here. Let me give you a sec. First example would be the banners, the posters and stuff that's gone up on all major routes going into Belfast in the last couple of months. It's went unnoticed, not by me and not by others, but it's went unreported, asking people to reject the PSNI and Britain out of Ireland. Now, those posters are up on every arterial route going into Belfast. But my point would be these banners and the outrage from other nationalist politicians and groups about these banners, yet of all, for years, these banners are purporting to support soldiers. What about the banners that's coming up all over Northern Ireland? Somebody mentioned that they're in Lurgan and Portadown, but I'm in particular about the Falls and other routes into Belfast in support of the Craigavon 2 and calling for justice for the Craigavon 2. Now, that's not a live case. That's a case that we're tried and convicted. It's been through the courts, been through the appeal courts, and the murder of a Catholic police officer. Yet of all, these banners are flying openly along with Raiden and along with murals. If you drive along the West Bank, you'll see it on top of the artillery flats. So you will, and these banners and paintings have been off unreported, as with the new ones calling for rejection of the PSNI and Britain out of Ireland. Yet of all, we haven't heard one bit about it in any radio station, any newspaper reports, any outrage from Sinn Féin, any outrage from other victims groups. You know, why just the soldier banners?
Well, can I just come in on that, and then I'm going to go, because I don't find it appropriate.
I have a question for you before you go, Claire.
No, to be honest, Jamie, I'm not going to engage with you on this. I think you come on and you try your best to drag every issue down.
Okay.
To the lowest common.
Well, why don't you make your point, Claire? Because we've got to go to the news.
But I agree with your last caller, as I do on very many things. I think they should all come down. I've said that consistently. I think we need a societal kind of set of standards about the things that we project onto street corners, because that's part of our political problem, that people set political narratives on street corners. Kids grow up with that. It's difficult to believe anything different, and particularly when we eulogise violence and violence makers and glorify things that happen here. And I think it is not welcome, and I agree with him. The same things that say, you know, Britain out of Ireland or whatever, reject PSNI, I agree, they're equally corrosive and they should come down. And I've been consistent on that. This is one, I speak for South Belfast. I was elected on a number of occasions by the people of South Belfast. So that's the area I address. And I've been consistent. And I've called for the removal of, for example, there were hunger striker banners in parts of my constituency 2 years ago. And I applied the exact same logic and principle to that as well.
Claire, thank you very much indeed. Jimmy, before we go to the news, you want to make one final point?
Well, the final point I was just going to make was that Claire appeared to accept the test that any alterations or anything put on street furniture should be dealt with, and essentially I think should be criminalised. So I'm just going to make the point for her. She is herself an LGBT campaigner, which is fine, and last number of years Union Street the curbstones are painted, which is absolutely fine, but I was just wondering, would Claire be seeking those people to be prosecuted as well? Because as I say, when you want the law applied against your enemies, quite often it's used as a test to target your them. So
you want people prosecuted for painting
curbstones? No, I don't. The point I made was, as I say to Claire Hannah, if you want the law applied against your enemies in relation to parachute regiment flags and anything on street furniture, well, then that same law can be used as a precedent against your fans. So and by the way, I don't want people prosecuted. I think that's fine. If people want to show their support for the LGBT community, they're very entitled to do so. That's absolutely fine.
Okay.
I just make the point to Claire that you have to be consistent.